Welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we spotlight visionary leaders who have mastered the art of growth, purpose, and powerful connections. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, connector, high performance coach, and creator of the Leap to Your Success framework and Two Steps to Yes. Each week, we dive into bold insights, real conversations, and powerful strategies to fuel your growth, deepen your relationships, and ignite transformational momentum. And why? Because you were meant to be unstoppable. Now, let's leap into the podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another amazing episode of the Unstoppable Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jacqueline Strominger, and on this podcast, we hear from amazing leaders throughout the world who have had unstoppable success. They get to share their insights, their tips, their tidbits, so that you can be unstoppable. And today, I have a great guest. It is Andrew Brummer. And let me just tell you, he is with the Ardunan Village. Did I get that right? Ardunan Village,
right?
Okay. Just so you know, he is somebody who truly understands real success isn't built by accident. It's built through clarity, relationships, intentional growth. He works throughout a whole bunch of different areas, whether it's AI, book writing, coaching. But at the end of the day, all of it is all about creating a meaningful impact to lead with both strategy and integrity. So, Andrew, welcome to the Unstoppable Success Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Jacqueline. I really appreciate you.
Oh my God, it's so great. I mean, we already were having so much fun pre-show.
Yeah, we should have been recording.
You know, well, the AI caught it, so we can always put it in the show notes.
Oh, there we go. Right? There we go.
Right? Okay, so let me just, like, before I kind of like jump in, I'm curious, like, you know, you do a bunch of different things. How did you get to where you are now, like into AI? I mean, AI is like the buzzword, buzz.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been around for a while, actually.
Mm.
So what was your foray into this?
It was actually by accident. I went through a pivot in 24, and you can listen to other podcasts and listen to what that pivot was about in 24. Where I kind of had a bit of a wake-up call. And part of that wake-up call was meeting somebody in Fractionals United, a lady by the name of Kim. And Kim said to me, Andrew, you need to build your brand, because I had no brand, no presence. I was the average worker. I was comfortable in my work and I did not have a brand. And she said to me, Andrew, you need to start writing. And I'm like, don't be stupid. I just couldn't write. I don't have the patience. It's just never going to work. She said, Andrew, stop being lazy. Stop being stubborn. Just wake up 30 minutes early. Start writing LinkedIn posts, and before you know it, you're going to have enough content to start a book. I'm like, it's never going to work. Anyway, started waking up 30 minutes early. Love Kim Tibbetts. And eventually ended up with a book, Leading Magnanimously. Fast forward 9 months, 8 months, I was networking an awful lot to try and rebuild my network based on Fractionals United and meeting people. And that ended up creating a story of how to maximize and leverage LinkedIn, how to network, how to find people, and how to build a brand and make friends. And how to find people that don't know you but will change their world for you. And part of the You Decide book, what I ended up doing is I trained so many people on how to use my method. I ended up writing a book about it. But because I had so much content and so much already prescribed, I didn't have to invent and write the books. So I started using AI to help me figure out what was the book, how do I write it, how's it structured. And then that just spiraled out of control. And what I found out is that AI for me is my digital work partner, and I leverage it in everything. I leverage it as a workhorse, content creation. I mean, I leverage AI all over the place. It has multiplied my productivity probably sixfold.
Yep. Oh, I totally love it. Okay, so I have to share because I'm kind of excited about this. So I just kind of did what you did in a sense. I write a weekly LinkedIn newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done that through an AI, you know, through Claude. I'll be honest. I use
Yep.
Claude. I love Claude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm one of those people that I don't ask Claude to come up with the topics. I literally will just spew, right?
Yep.
Like whatever happened, blah, blah, blah. I ask it to kind of like put it
yep.
in a better format, blah, blah. So I just said to Claude the other day, Claude, Will you compile my last year's worth of newsletters and create a book? Oh my God. So,
Fascinating, eh?
yeah, it was
Fascinating.
totally, totally fascinating. Anyway, but I just was
In
like, oh.
2 months' time, let's cover this topic again.
Yeah. No, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to share. I'm going to send you my book if you're okay with it, like the rough copy. Tell me what you think. And it was like work pages and like all my stories in there, and it just really brought it to, anyway. So I love that you did that, because it's so important. And the part about the networking, something that I haven't shared a ton with our listeners. I'm one of the co-founders of a company called Missing Link Network. And it's all about building masterminding approach to networking. And what you just talked about, that whole part of networking, I call that's relationship capital, right? Like that's relationship capital is your way to grow your net worth, right? Share with us maybe a couple of tips how you've built those relationships. And if somebody is thinking like today, I want to build better relationships, whether it's on LinkedIn, what are some nuggets that you could give somebody that they could take action on right now?
First of all, go to my LinkedIn page or my website, Andrew Brummer. Go to the book you decide. There's a free e-book there for you to download, and it'll
Okay.
walk you through everything I've learned, everything I've learned how to do. Quick tips would be, if you're comfortable in any way in the job you're doing today, you need to get off your end and start building your network. Make sure that the people around you know you. Remember, it's not important who you know, it's who remembers you when they're in a discussion where you are relevant and an opportunity to be brought up on your behalf when you are not there. So it's not who you know, it's who knows and remembers you. Start networking and network to pay it and pass it forward, to use the cliches, but engage with no expectation of selling, nothing in return, and engage with people to find out how you can help, what you can give, how you can serve, and who you can pay it forward to. Third piece I'd say is volunteer. Get involved in inside of your profession. Get involved in websites like Pushfar and ADP list, register yourself and do volunteer coaching, knowledge transfer, helping, assisting. It's fantastic in helping you find in your comfortable zones, what are you really good at? Where are your strength points? And then go find places that you can go and strengthen that in places where you want to be in 2, 3, 4 years' time. So don't network in places that you are at. I mean, that's nice, but that's just self-endorsement. You want to go and say, if I am a writer or an aspiring writer, where would I be in 3 years' time? Then find those forums and go network in them, make friends, and find coaches and mentors inside of that that can help you grow. So those would be my tricks. But stop selling yourself. Stop using your job title. Pay an interest in people. Listen, show up, be authentic, and engage.
I love what you said about stop using your job title, because people say, people will ask what your title is, and I'm like, oh, I have lots of them. I'm like, who cares? Like, it doesn't really matter. Oh, you know what? I
Redirect
actually
when
tell them, I tell them I'm the
redirect.
CEO of me.
Yeah, redirect. When someone says, "What's your job title?" Say, "Well, the value I add is I help people find themselves. I help people inspire the new tomorrow. I help them figure out, you know, don't need a job title." Problem with the job title, as soon as you use it, the person that you're speaking with, as authentic as they're trying to be and as engaged as they're wanting to be with you, as soon as you give a job title, they pigeonhole you to their worst experience of that job title that they can remember. And you can't undo that. And everything you say from then until they talk again is just noise. They're not hearing a word you're saying. So don't use job titles. Speak about the value, speak about the impact, speak about the things you do, how you help people, how you propel people forward, how you propel functions forward, capabilities, product. And then, oh, by the way, I can do that under the following five different job titles. You pick which one is most relevant to what I've just described to you.
Right. I absolutely love that. I really love that. I mean, so that is such a great way, obviously, to help, build that trust, know, like, and trust with somebody, right?
Spot on.
Because you're not, you're right, you're because you're not just spewing your job title and what you like, you're, and I always say, like, when you're thinking about networking, always think about five questions that you can ask. Have before you even ask them about what they do, because who cares? It doesn't, you'll find out what they do. You know, it's more about, you know, them.
The ma yeah, you're spot on. I love what you just said there. The real magic to networking is meeting the person that is real, not the Facebook version, not the LinkedIn version, not the job title version, but opening a dialogue with the person that you're networking with, whether it's like this on Zoom or whether you're face to face, is engage and disarm the discussion so you can get to meet the person behind what is being said. Because when you meet that person, you can then authentically step in and help that person. You can contribute, you can impact. You can now make it a discussion where you're paying an interest in one another versus trying to stack up, I'm better than you, you're better than me. I've got 5 years, you've got 10 years, I've got 11 years, you've got 12. I mean, find ways to be
Blah,
human.
right?
Find ways to be human.
Right. So some people might be afraid or getting out and actually doing the networking part of it, right? Oh, okay. So how did you get over that fear? And then also, like, what was, you know, I don't mean to double ask questions because as a coach, you're never supposed to do that, but I am. So what was something that didn't go as planned, and how did you redirect it?
So I'm what is called a contextual recluse. I am a natural introvert. I curl up in my little ball, and if you put me in a networking room, I'm the person sitting in the corner, drinking a Coke, a beer, or a whiskey. And then when the event is over, I'll go home. And if I didn't meet anyone, I'll be really cross with myself, but I'll be comfortable going home. And it is what it is. And it took me ages to small steps at a time to find ways to nudge myself forward into engaging with people. So I can completely relate to what you just said. And what I would suggest is what was given to me and what helped me start pushing through my fears. And I mean, they were chronic fears. I still live with them today. And my wife and I have good chuckles about it because my fears make no sense whatsoever. They make absolutely no sense. Still today, I have those fears, but they make no sense. So what I would suggest is say that the person you are wanting to meet is as nervous and unsure as you are, number one. Number two, they're there because of probably similar reasons that you're there. They're interested, they're paying an interest, they want to meet people and they want to learn stuff. There's no better way than to walk up to someone and say, hey, my name is Andrew. What did you find interesting today? Or what are you doing here? And the real critical part, the last piece that I learned only recently, is when you walk into the networking room, don't go get a drink and then scout the room and then figure out who to walk up to. Walk in the room, touch eyes, meet eyes with somebody, and go meet them. Because as soon as you start overanalyzing, it's like when you're doing public speaking, those first 15, 20, 25, 30 seconds are the most important of everything. If you get them right, then the balance of the talk is easy. If you get them wrong, then you jitter and you stutter and you're nervous all the way through. Same thing with networking. Walk in the networking room, eye contact, go straight up to the person, say, my name is Andrew. What are you doing here? We haven't met you before. What did you find interesting today? And strike it straight up, and that will then settle your nerves. Then go get a drink and go find the next person. And as soon as you get eye contact, go to them. Don't analyze it.
That's so true. Don't analyze it. It's not, and I love what you said about, you know, the other person's probably just as nervous as you are. You know, I'm gonna date myself here. You know, it was like it's like the Brady Bunch, right? That as you're talking about that, and you know, what was the thing? You know, picture everybody naked in the room, right? Because you know, like as you're getting up to give a speech, like if you walk in and you're just like, you know, it doesn't. Everybody is there for a reason too. And so, and you could even say, you like, I think it's perfectly fine. You know, like, hi, I'm Jacqueline. You know what? This stuff always makes me nervous.
Yeah,
Like,
spot on.
right?
Just do it. Don't. Our problem is, I'm speaking for myself here. I get so in my head. So I can completely relate to other people that are nervous about you. We get in our heads, this person's not going to like us. I'm going to say something stupid. I'm going to sound like a moron. I'm going to sound uneducated. I'm going to sound like I don't know the topic that they're at. I'm going to, it just, I mean, everything. Just don't. Just walk in straight to someone and say hi. So I've been practicing that and it has helped me dramatically. And I'm still nervous, but I am infinitely better than I used to be.
That's awesome. I absolutely love that. I love that. So, you know, you shared, you know, you know, you've written these books and you obviously are really into AI, but you also like, obviously like coaching. When you think about where you are today and Where do you want to make your greatest impact, whether it's this year or 5 years from now?
So I spent 24 building my credibility. I wrote two books in 24 and started networking and paying it forward. 25, I built up my, that was my assets. I built my assets in 24. 25, I built my credibility and I got out there and volunteered, assisted, paid it forward, helped people as much and as broadly as I can. 26, we'll be actualizing it. My mantra is plant seeds that will grow trees that I will never sit under. So if you say to me, what is the definition of success for you? It's touching as many people's lives as I can possibly. Understand them as a human being and figure out how can I help them find their own mustard seed in whatever version they define it to be, and help them in whatever version they define it to water that mustard seed so that they can be their best, most magnificent self. And if that is the version that they are today, that's great. Then I'll love them, give them a hug, offer them help, give them coaching, direction, introduce them wherever I can and move on. My goal is to affect as many people as I can and at a global level. So I affect people in India, Bulgaria, Rwanda, Nigeria, Venezuela, just all it, but Brazil, Australia. I mean, all over the place. There's so many people who are looking for someone just to pause and listen.
So yeah, it's so true, and I love that that you're doing and having an impact all over. And that's actually an interesting, I think a big thing to note is that we are a global society. And so when you started thinking that, was that also something that you did consciously to go and
No,
go?
just accidentally. I mean, I went into flat panic mode, as we would all when you go into a, Dear Johnny discussion where you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't know how I'm going to survive. I went into flat panic mode, but to be fair, it lasted a night. And then the next day I went into action mode. And one of the first things I started doing was volunteering. And the websites I found played my hand. Pushfar is Middle East Africa based, and ADP List is Balance of the World based. And they're both volunteer platforms that you can register yourself on. And then the people found me. And I can't take any credibility for having a strategy to it. I was so comfortable that when I got the Dear Johnny discussion, I was so unsettled. I was so rattled. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to go. And I just started. And in the book, you decide. I've actually got a timeline of everything that I've gone through and all the things I've done and people I've met. And what's beautiful is that when you are at a point that you're either comfortable and you're trying to figure out purpose, or you're in a life of change event, whether it's personal or professional, by volunteering and serving other people, be it at a food pantry or be it professionally, it gives you something different to focus on because you're now focusing on other people, other problems, other situations. And what it does is it helps keep your brain fresh for self-innovation, self-identification, self-listening, self-healing, self-coaching, self-mentoring, and moving forward. It's a great, great way. I mean, I can't recommend volunteering enough in your professional space. I know there's a lot of theory that says don't do it in your professional space. But in your professional space, I read in a book somewhere that says do not volunteer in your professional space. I'm like, I learned so much by volunteering in a space that I love, which is the space that I work in. I've grown leaps and bounds and been able to, and because I'm a multiplier and solutionist, my Kolbe is a 3395, which means I have a intense set level of intuition. It's just glued together and self-validate. What's fascinating is the person in Rwanda that's trying to figure out what they do and how they start their company has got the same question, same dream, same ideation as the person sitting, I don't know, in New York. They're the same. It's just they've got a different re reality around them, but they have the same aspirations. They're after the same answers, just their version of it.
Right. Oh, I love that. You know, and I'm so glad that you brought up volunteering. I really want listeners for you to take action on that, about on the volunteering. I don't think in my year and a half of podcasting and being hosting, no one has, except you, has brought up volunteering and the impact that it can have on
I
your business.
can't explain. I couldn't pay for the lessons I've learned about myself, what I'm capable of doing, what the world needs, the lives I can affect. I honestly don't believe I could pay for the lessons I've learned over the past 20 months. I don't think I could pay for it. The value for me has been immeasurable.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious. As you've been growing and as you've been building all these relationships and creating such great impact, what's one principle or habit you believe that most accelerates long-term success?
Oh, long-term success. I'm going to say perseverance and authenticity. Just don't give up. And you have to fail many times before you win. And you have to allow yourself to fail. And you must be graceful with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Hold yourself accountable. So be firm and stern, but be graceful, and just persevere. And be authentic. Get rid of the Facebook mask, and everything about us is this perception, the news, the Facebook. It's just all what I want people to think and know. And stop. Just
Be
if people don't
vulnerable.
like if yeah if people don't like the authentic, vulnerable you. What I learned in my LinkedIn campaign, my LinkedIn membership or connections have grown by something like 7,000 or 8,000 in the past 20 months. It's a stupid number. There are 600 or 700 people that know me by name. Out of the 7,000, to get to the 7,000 connections, I probably had to touch maybe 23,000 people. And at first, I was reaching out to people that were meaningful. And I thought, well, I've done my homework. I know you were in the same space. And it took a long time for me to be comfortable with the fact that some people are just not meant to know me. I'm just not meant to know them. And it's okay. It's okay for some people not to like me and for me not to like other people. Out of the 8,000 connections I've got right now, 600 or 700 know me and pay an interest and engage with me. There's 100 that have affected me and 16 that have changed my life that I didn't know 20 months ago. So 600 out of 22,000, you got to be okay with being authentic and being vulnerable and just knowing, hey, you know what? This person just doesn't match. It doesn't mean they're bad or you're bad. It just means it's not a match. It doesn't matter. Move on, find your match.
Right. Move on. Don't
Yeah.
dwell. Just, some will, some won't, so
Yeah.
what? Right?
It's all
So,
mindset. Get your head in the game, understand where you want to go, set your 5, 10 year vision for yourself, where you want to be, and do everything to get there. Because if you don't, you're living somebody else's dream and vision. So define your dream vision and start moving forward. And that means meeting people, facing the scary facts, and change yourself slowly. 15, 30 minutes a day, me writing books. I've now written 2 books. I'm busy with my third book right now. Done that. I've networked. I've met tons of people. I'm networked through the Yangtze inside of Atlanta now. From 20 months ago to today. I mean, I am literally a different embodiment of a human being right now. It's been a fascinating growth where you take on some of your challenges, but be graceful with yourself because it's hard, and do small things, and allow yourself to fail. And then the small things, and then celebrate your small wins as you go to celebrate them, love them, move forward, and then don't get lazy. Push yourself again and again and again, and you will fail again, and you'll get frustrated, and you'll get hurt. And that's okay. Just put your foot down on the floor in the morning again and say, right, what do I conquer today? How do I do this?
Right. I love that. I don't think I could have said that any better because it is so true. We do need to be able to be connected, and we also have to know that we, our journey is never straight and linear.
Yeah.
It's always up and down. Like there's
Yeah.
always the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
You have to be able to pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say it's okay, right?
It's okay.
So
And
that.
some people will give you a hard time and they'll frown at you and they'll, so what? The important thing is being graceful with yourself, understanding your vision and mission, and your next step must be towards your mission or vision, not appeasing the person who just gave you a frown because they thought you did or said something stupid. Your vision and your action has got to be tied to what your dream is. You've got to dream big and move towards that dream. It doesn't matter if you attain it or not, just move towards the dream, because along the journey to the dream, you will achieve wonders that you never thought you could.
Right. No, that's awesome. I absolutely love it. So, Andrew, how can people connect with you and get all the greatness that you have to offer?
So I am available on hourly retainers. I work with people in coaching and mentoring. You can find me on andrewbrummer.com. That'll point you to my website. There is my speaker page. The books are available there, the services I offer, as well as the LinkedIn, Andrew Brummer.
Awesome. Well, we will put all of that in the show notes. So, listeners, do me the favor, Number one, connect with Andrew. Number two, make sure that you share this episode with your friends, your business associates, your colleagues, because at this, if you didn't get the theme, it's also about your brand and who you are. So everybody needs to know that and have their own brand, and then step into it and go after it. Know your mission and your vision. And I bet you there's going to be a lot of people that need to hear that. So connect with Andrew, then share this, and make sure that you also subscribe so that you can get every one of these episodes in your inbox. I'm Jacqueline Strominger, the host of Unstoppable Success. Thank you, Andrew, for being an amazing guest.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate you.
That's a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me on the Unstoppable Success Podcast, where we don't just talk about growth, we leap toward it. If something today lit a fire within you, sparked a new idea, or gave you the extra push forward, please don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode and podcast with a friend, colleague, or fellow high achiever. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review, and most importantly, connect with me, Jacqueline Strominger, at leaptoyoursuccess.com for coaching, community, and your next bold move. Keep leading with intention, keep building your network with purpose, and most of all, keep leaping, because you were meant to be unstoppable.